You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
What's up, everybody? In this podcast, we talk a little music, the entrepreneurial spirit, and of course, stocks. Mostly stocks. We have a good time with it. Today, we're going to take a little adventure under the sea. We're going to join Ariel and her friends. And that was just off the top right there. We're going to join Ariel, like I said, to find the perfect shrimp for this holiday season. As always, we talk a little Tesla, we talk a little crypto, we have a good time, we bounce around a bunch. Anyway, none of this is financial advice or investment ideas. Thank you so much for landing here. Welcome to Punk Stock. All right, so hit me with shrimp news.
There's no news.
Yeah.
What? It's how just is a technical, 48 cents?
Just a technical breakout. Purely.
For everybody who doesn't know, who is so, everyone listening to this thing.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Shrimp is, what the ticker is, what is it?
SHMP, and I knew you were going to ask about it. So, just a quick little thing. It's a company. It's called Natural Shrimp, and they build sustainable harvesting tanks for shrimp production. So, instead of getting your shrimp from like freshwater sources, they set up grow factories, like in like major metropolitan regions. I'm watching Ace's face, making me laugh. But like, for example, there'll be one grow factory, and it would be in like the Northeast, and it would supply New York, Philly, and Boston. Another one would be in like the Southeast, and it would do Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, like etc. So they're still in build mode. They haven't turned a profit, but the technology works, and it's all being patented, and the stock is super cheap right now. So that's like that's the fish in a barrel.
It's mind-blowing, because we've been joking about this stock for months. When you bought it, and it was like 8 cents or 12 cents.
Five cents. And it became on my radar because I have my cousin who does, he works for Live Nation, so he's been buying Live Nation stock. And at first I was telling him about IDEX, and we started talking. He was like, yo, check out this company, Natural Shrimp. And he started telling me, and he told me to drop it in the new podcast, and that he would gladly come on as a guest to back it up and talk about it, because he's like this is my retirement fund, like I'm in. He's been in since 5 cents, like a lot of shit. I'm not positive on the amount of shares he has, but he's in very heavy. So, Mike, I know you're listening. You can come on. Well, he could be our, we got January Fair. He could be our March guest, my cousin Mike.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's at 48. So how many, where are you at with it? I don't want you to get specific, but like,
I'm only holding.
Are you still in?
I'm in. I got in back in 15 cents.
You just said you got out at 15 cents?
No. I was in at five, and then everybody was breaking my balls, and I felt like funny about it, and I sold it. And then I got back in at like 15 cents because I was like, F it, I'm getting back. And that's where I'm in still. So I'm sitting there. And Dom's in at 19 cents.
Yeah, Dom, but I got out.
Dom was the one that was like, yo, have you seen it the past couple of days? I was like, nah, not really. And I pulled it back up, and that's when it was like around 19 cents. I was like, damn it.
The reason I started looking at it is because it was like hovering.
I sent you the chart right away. I sent you guys the chart, remember?
It was hovering near that breakout from when you first had it.
Taking my jacket off.
It was nearing that technical breakout, and it looked like it was going to pass it, so I bought it, and it did. And I was like,
Are you looking at the chart right now?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
I'm not looking at it, just because, I mean, it's incredible to me that, I love that you have it. I love that it's doing great.
I'm in. Yeah, I'm in.
Even 15 cents to 48 cents, that's massive.
It's massive.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I love it. I really love it, because I am guilty of making fun of it. I'm guilty of doubting it.
There's also another one.
Admit that.
Yeah, no, because it is funny. You're like, yeah, Natural Shrimp.
Right, but it is crushing, and that's awesome, dude. I hope it takes you to the moon. Rocket emojis all day.
Yeah, we'll have to
when it hits,
we'll have to
30,
get Mike. We'll have to get Mike on it.
When it hit 30, I thought that was the end, and we were going to see it go back down into the teens. But I mean, I'm, I guess now his, I don't know.
His average is 15 cents too now.
It's crazy.
Maybe he's been averaging up. But yeah, he said that there was another
go down to the 20s again.
Yeah. Oh, unbelievable. Ticker AQB is the same concept, and it focuses on salmon. I knew you would love that.
Salmon. Well, now that's something I can get into.
Check that out. Check out that ticket for that ace.
Oy, oy, oy. Dude, SHM. I'm looking at the shrimp chart.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. Phenomenal right now.
And the only reason I'm in it is because I'm in that stupid E-Trade account that I hate. I was like, this is what I'm doing with all this money. I'm putting it in a shrimp and I'm never going to open it again. So that's
where
I'm at.
But you had to buy it in that account. So yeah, it makes sense. And yeah, it doesn't look like shrimp is in like a sweet spot still for people. Like, I mean, it might continue to slowly grind up.
Dude, yes, I know. He said that they applied to migrate over to the NASDAQ, and they made an acquisition and a joint venture with other complementary companies in the past 2 months, and they've gotten their patents. They are well positioned to 20 times their current price in 2 years. He said, I'm long as an MF.
What an amazing 2 week chart. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, Matt Rosa. Hey, you know me?
Happier. That's right. He was.
Dude, get in, Ace. Let's just hold it. It's like the next Cracker Barrel. It's like chapter two, shrimp.
Yeah, I think I'm good. It's
you guys hold it. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah, I think I'm good on it, but I do love it, and I'm glad that you're finding success with it.
Yeah,
man, that rocks. I'm,
zero
I'm
news, right, Tom?
As far as I know, it's just pure technical and hot OTC market on right top of it when it happened.
Awesome. Awesome. Just fantastic, phenomenal news that you are doing well with shrimp. One of those hilarious stocks. Shifting gears a little bit here, just because, you know, we love to shift gears. And I love to bring up the drama of Tesla. But, dude, have you seen it today?
Down 6%?
Yeah, it's down almost. It's like $30 on the day. $40 yesterday, $30 today. It's crazy.
Dom's dog is not happy about it.
Dom's dog hates that Tesla is having a hard time.
It's exactly what we said though was going to happen. They were going to get onto the S&P and it was going to dip.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So what's it at right now?
623. It was at 700 2 days ago.
Now, do you think that's the reason Apple's making like a pretty big run right now, or you think that's because they announced the iCar?
Yeah, I think that has to do with probably more with the car, but they have been talking about that car for years, but like now that it might actually become a real thing. And this is the second time on this podcast today that I am going to say, I'll admit defeat. It was so close. We came down to 3 days. I said it wasn't going to hit 130 before Christmas.
Yeah.
3 days to go, it hit 130. So, defeat.
Yeah, 131, I think. 131.55 is what I last checked it at.
Yeah.
And that's my biggest hold, you know? I've been like, you guys know, I haven't broke.
I know.
Been holding just this up on holding my shoulders.
Are you still in Tesla?
No. Oh, God, no. But that's the thing. It's like, why does Apple need the iCar? Is it necessary? Like, shouldn't they just be focusing on, like, why don't they just make a better battery? You know?
Yeah, like, I feel that. Why don't they figure out a way around, like, the mask with the face screen opening thing? That's something that I want.
Yeah, we all need
face recognition.
I still put in my code.
Look into my soul.
It's so hard to put in your code sometimes. Like, I know. If I'm at the grocery store and I'm holding groceries and I'm trying to like look at the list. My grocery list, and I can't because I can't open the phone, and I'm moving the smudging my, you know, hopefully not virusy fingers everywhere. And yeah, then dropping the phone. It's a mess.
You're like, great, now I'm gonna have to clean this phone for 6 days.
Yeah, the phone's got to quarantine. It's got to chill by itself for a while.
Yeah, figure How that about stuff Peloton? Out.
You see Peloton 163 rocking the boat right now.
No,
yeah,
what a year!
163, what a year,
dude! That talk
thing
about
has not stopped.
Yeah, if we're talking about nice end of year runs, I mean, look at Penn Gaming. They almost hit $100.
Crazy.
Ernie's coming looking up at for that a Peloton the other day, too.
And he's killing it, man. Like, you either like that guy or you hate that guy, Dave Portnoy. But I mean. Right.
Philly boy.
Crushing.
He's a Philly guy now. He moved to the city, and he's like putting his money where his mouth is. That big rant he went on about them shutting restaurants down, him and that guy Marcus Lemonis, I'm pretty sure that's how you say his name, are both starting a fund for small businesses. Each of them put up $500,000, and they're getting donations, and they're trying to go out there and like save these small businesses, which is sick.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I mean, and stimulus, speaking of all that, like, stimulus just got passed, like, $600. You're like, dude. You know? I don't want to sound insensitive. I don't want to sound insensitive. I'm not.
I always say it. I still don't have the first one.
Damn.
They said just you were going to get the second one, so.
They were like, hate your dog, dude. We're not giving it to you. But it's like, yeah, $600, and I'm not trying to sound insensitive or sound like, because I know a lot of people do need it, and you know, it's just like, you know, you guys really dropped the ball here. Everybody kind of dropped the old ball.
Yeah,
and I don't like to point fingers or anything like that, but it's just tough. I mean, it's tough for these people.
Dude, you're 100% right.
That's why you invest in shrimp today.
Today, invest in shrimp.
Yeah, $600 would be a couple grand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty sick. Two things I want to bring up real quick. don't have to do with shrimp, but I was this close. Like, I know everybody listening can't tell what I'm doing, but I'm doing the really small, like, fingers close together. It's like almost an inch. I was that close from hitting our 300 to 1,000.
I'm at 600. What are you at?
Like 7-something. And I was this close to completing it. And I did a put that I'm still currently in on Fastly. Okay.
Oh.
It got me again. Dude. It got me again. So knocked me down a peg.
Knocked me down a peg. Man. I was
almost done.
See, I've been doing the opposite with Fastly. I've been trying to look at calls and going the opposite way there.
Yeah.
I've been saying that, though, for a while. Remember, I did say it was gonna make a comeback, but yeah, damn, that sucks.
It's one of those things. Like, when it hit 104 the other day, I got it, and I could have got out of it and just got a little bit, but I really thought that it would fall sharply at the beginning of the week this week.
Right.
And it did not fall sharply. It opened at 97 cents, or in pre-market it was 97 cents. It was already down, or $97. It was already down like $4, $5 in pre-market. So I was like, easy. And then when market opened, it just went the other way.
Yeah.
It was like one of those. But I'm waiting it out. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, you got time.
I got a little bit of time, so we'll see how it goes. But that is where, you know, that's where I am. I was so close. I was like, yes, going to complete it. I'm going to be done. And now I'm knocked back down.
And why did that fall so hard in October?
It fell in October because of TikTok. It was TikTok ByteDance pulled from their services. So that was like a huge hit to them.
Do we have an update on TikTok? You know, or is
that... And that's always been like the thorn in my side, missing that. How many trades did it take you to get 600? Are you 600 total account?
No, I'm actually
positive?
Probably, I'm actually probably lower than that. No, because we started with three.
Yeah.
I got to look. I think I'm at like 517.
Yeah.
So that would only make me 217 positive, like that I've made. And I've been following that guy Bart's stuff with that account.
Dude, still Bart. Great.
I'm dying to know who he is.
What if it's Dom? What if I guess it could be.
What if it's Trump?
What if it's
Yates? What if it's Yates?
Uncle Don?
I think it might be Yates.
Yeah, it could be.
It's how many followers does that guy have?
A couple thousand.
Bart? Yeah, Bart.
Yeah.
I'm in his Discord channel and there's like 1,800 in there. Dave from Fireworks was talking about that. What is it, Dom? It's like an algorithm.
Oh yeah, I still never looked at that. That's what it looked like though.
We gotta have him on as a guest too.
Yeah, definitely.
We do have some guests. If you're listening, coming up, we're gonna try to do one a month, right? So we got Finn in January, Dave in February. Maybe we'll get my cousin Mike and the Shrimp Train in here on March.
There's another guy I'd like to squeeze into like in here as well. I was talking to him this morning. He told me his price point for Tesla is $56.
What?
Like, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
How good is that? And he said he's loaded on it. He's got a ton of it. So
yeah, Merry like Christmas. Short?
No, like he's got a ton of it. He bought it.
That's his average.
$56. Yeah, that's his average.
Oh, I thought you said his price target was $56.
No, no, no. His, like, that's what his average is, $56.
Holy moly.
Imagine that. If you had a ton of Tesla at $56, which is currently at over 600, feel pretty good. Feel like you would shrimp right now.
Yeah, you'd be like 300, 400, 500, and I don't care what it hits. Hit it.
Yeah. Hit it. Sick. And then let's think real quick. I want to move to crypto because I've been learning Forex like crazy, and I'm also learning crypto. So, and not just like learning like the stocks, like I'm learning like how the market moves with in these different markets. I'm learning how they react to things. So cryptocurrencies, I had somebody reach out to me a few days ago about Ripple, XRP. They're like, should I buy XRP? What do you think? And to me, whenever somebody brings up XRP, I just start laughing inside.
Yeah.
And I get, because the backstory on XRP is that Nick at one point bought a ton of it and crushed it with it. But then when the crypto bubble exploded, he sort of like went the other way, but he still has a ton of it and is like riding it up and down. But it's always been one of those topics that we have that we talk about that is just such a fond spot because we had Tory Bloom in the studio when all this was happening and he was very heavy into crypto. So then talking about blockchain
and
Ripple, and it was just an amazing moment. And I always laugh when somebody talks about Ripple, but
yeah,
I'm looking at the Ripple chart and it's like 47 cents right now. What was its high a few weeks ago? Because wasn't it like
almost 70?
Yeah, around 70. So what's the thought? What is happening with Ripple? What's going on with it?
I actually, dude, I'm trying to pull it up as you're talking about it. I know that they just had news today.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was good.
Oh,
I think it was like they're getting sued.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah,
let me pull it up because I looked at it.
Day.
I looked at it. I don't know if they have it here. I was looking at Dogecoin this morning, actually.
Oh, of course. Of course. Got a Doge.
Live. Let me see. It doesn't have it on here. Dang. Hold on. Hang with me.
While we're talking about crypto, Bitcoin, man, $23,000.
So I bought 0.02 Bitcoin.
Okay.
So I'm in a little bit. I'm up 26%. Nice little Nice little ride I'm on.
Yeah, that's awesome.
No, on I Google, can't find it. We'll have to pull. We'll have to Google it. The Ripple news.
I think it's. I didn't see the news. I think it's at like 48 cents, right?
Yeah. It's, yeah. It was cryptocurrency for expects to be sued by the SEC.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So they are getting. SEC is set to bring a lawsuit against Ripple, claiming the company violated laws against selling unregistered securities when it sold XRP to investors.
Dope.
That was not a, today. Tuesday. Okay,
so that's why it's down 4%. Gotcha. Yes. So, yeah, Ripple's a tough one, man. Ripple's
so
a tough
I don't,
one.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess... Don't get into Ripple right now.
No, probably not the best time at all to do that.
When you search XRP price on Google, like the related searches, it's like, will XRP reach a dollar? Can XRP go to 10 bucks? It's like, you know, it's just a bunch of people that are stuck.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, just trying That's to so get funny. Out. My yeah. average, our average is 77 cents.
So. Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah, not bad.
So,
not
you bad. Know,
77 cents is pretty good.
It did hit 70, should have got out, didn't, and now probably never going to happen if this really goes down, you know.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's really a tough one, man. It's really a tough one. And have you figured out how to get out of your wallet yet?
Yes, we Whoa, got it. We figured it out.
Well, Dom, Litecoin. Did you see Litecoin? 109, bro.
What's that at?
I said, bro.
Hold on, you're breaking
Litecoin
up a little
Litecoin right
bit.
Now is 109.
Wow.
That's Dom, pretty cool.
Dom, when was it a couple years ago? What was the highest that hit?
350, 360.
Oh, wow. I didn't know
that. So
it
hasn't really
high.
Gone that crazy with Bitcoin. Still way up, though.
Yeah, but 109 is still pretty good for it, yeah. right?
I think that
it
hit
was
like
120
bucks.
The other day.
Remember I sent that thing to our chat, and it was like Litecoin hits $80 for the first time in like, you know, 2 years or something.
Yeah, it was beat for a while. I mean, still is. I guess. I don't even know what it does.
So what's some cryptocurrency knowledge we can take with us?
Crypto knowledge? I'm working on it. I'm going to have some good stuff for you next week.
Because I love the crypto game.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just getting my feet wet in the crypto course, but I'm like deep into the Forex course.
Right.
So I'm doing both.
They kind of go hand in hand?
Nah, I mean, just in the sense of like charts are, you know, knowing how markets move and anticipating like what makes right. each market move and whatnot. It's like they go hand in hand as far as like reading charts, but
right.
It's I mean, pretty cool.
I'm always got my eye on Ethereum. I feel like I'm always rooting for Ethereum to be the one.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a cool right name. Now it's doing well.
Yeah,
it's got a great name. 627 right now. That's pretty rocking.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, start of the pandemic, it was around 4. That's when I right. took all my money from the invested stuff I had in Binance and moved it over back to Coinbase, and it all equaled out to be like 2.2 Ethereum tokens.
Nice.
And that was like 417 a coin then. So I mean, like, that's a big move too.
Yeah, that is a big move. Have you paid attention to any of the any of the vaccine stocks lately?
Yeah, because I'm still holding Pfizer like a idiot.
Pfizer's at 36.78 right now.
Yeah, don't ask what my average is. It ain't that.
I won't. I won't.
But Moderna is actually down on the day, I think.
It's at 126. Yeah, it's $12 down right now.
I think about those calls that we bought because they were right around Christmas time. those calls, like the end of them, I think.
Christmas time?
Yeah, no.
You mean Halloween?
We bought them like our expiration date.
Oh, to end at Christmas time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right.
And they were like at $85 calls.
Yeah.
Sick.
Holding that would have been sick.
Would have been so awesome, of course.
Would have been awesome. Would have really been great to see.
But yeah, I have been paying attention to that. And I think AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson were the other two that might be looking at late January for theirs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you know which one you get? Like, if you go to the doctor's office, are they going to tell you, like, you got, or because Moderna's only one shot, I'm pretty sure.
No, Moderna's two, I think.
Okay, maybe AstraZeneca.
The only one that's one, it's Johnson & Johnson is one shot.
That's why theirs takes longer, because I think they're doing like a 2-year study.
Right.
On theirs.
I don't know. I heard that in January they were going to have some news or be in, I don't know.
I think I honestly, those are the two, you know, to look at, though. Those are the two to mm-hmm. be looking at. I mean, I don't know why Pfizer just is like dead in the water.
Yeah, I don't know exactly why either. I just think a lot of people hyped and got all fired up on the vaccine news, and it became like its own little contained pump.
Right.
Like that sort of had to be what it was. So, I mean, look, who knows how it's all going to shake out? And also, there's new strains of the virus. I think that's making everything hit, because these are only, I don't know if it works like for all strains of the virus. So
yeah, this morning they said that they're pretty sure the Pfizer vaccine and Moderna vaccine already prevent for this new one that they're seeing.
Okay.
Which was great news.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they were like, absolutely, actually only one, you'd be like, dang.
Oof. Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Vaccine, man, it's scary. You talk to people and it's like everybody just asks everybody the same thing. Like, so what do you think? Like, I think everybody's searching for some kind of answer that they want to hear, you know?
Right.
When at the end of the day, it's like you're either going to have maybe long-lasting side effects from the coronavirus, or maybe you're going to grow a tail. I don't know, you know?
Maybe you're going to grow a tail. Yeah.
We'd be pretty sick if we all started growing tails.
I mean, it could help with balance and stuff like that, make us more like agile in a certain ways, you know.
Especially if you could stand up on it. For me, like short guys, like I can get something
now
up.
You could reach things. It'd have to be a strong tail. Yeah. I mean, I think we could do that.
Would be embarrassing if your tail was bigger than your other tail.
Well, yes. it probably would.
For you to be able to stand on it, I would hope that it is.
Can't stand on that other tail. Anyway.
No.
Maybe we'll wrap,
I think
wrap it up there.
I think on that note, you know, I had a great time, guys. I had a great time. All right, that's it for today. I hope you all had a great time. Thanks so much for joining us. As always, I will end by saying none of this is financial advice or investment ideas. This is entertainment only. And I hope you were entertained. Either way, have a great rest of your day. We'll see you later this week. Until then, give it your all, because the charts demand more.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.